profit, trains, and climate change on one of the hottest days on record. With the temperature around 38°C, we attempted to make a 3-hour train journey from London to Newcastle. However, like thousands of other travelers, we were met by chaotic scenes at the railway station. Searing heat had frazzled lines across the rail network. Trains from King's Cross to towns and cities across the country were being cancelled. At one stage there was almost a stampede as a departure to Newcastle was announced. Then we were told the information was wrong, and asked to return to the main concourse. The rail staff were fantastic, but there wasn't enough of them. In the torture seat there were announcements reminding people to drink plenty of fluids, but no drinking water was provided. The conditions in the station felt akin to an underdeveloped country. There was no extra help for disabled people or families with young children. People were worried about where they would stay if they couldn't get home. Elsewhere in London I heard of buses overheating and near suffocating conditions on the tube. This crisis was a culmination of the reality of climate change, alongside decades of underinvestment as privateers raked in obscene profits from our transport networks. If this heatwave, or the next one, goes on for any length of time, workers are going to have to demand safe working conditions through trade union struggle. We need to fight for a socialist green alternative, which would include all public transport being nationalized under democratic workers' control. I eventually arrived home in Newcastle over 20 hours late. Today I'm shattered, but tomorrow we'll again join the struggle for the socialist transformation of society. Elaine Brunskill, Newcastle.